Afternoon again. Good to see you. Everybody had a good Thanksgiving. Students have a break, maybe. Someone will have to keep writing, keep doing things. Last time I talked, we talked about reaching in. The series is about the church, how we as believers reach in and reach out. So a little review at the beginning, because it's very fundamental to the Christian faith that when you know Jesus Christ, because of his mercy and grace, because he saved us, because he births us from the inside again. And when he does that, that expression of love begins to change us if we yield to him. Now that's critical, because when a person takes the leap at first to be born again, there's only two times in life. Once when you're born again, and really once when you die. When you're taking a leap and you're not quite sure where it's going to end up. And often when people come to Jesus Christ, it's that way. Because the person usually believes that God exists, but doesn't have a relationship with him. That's the way I was. That's the way most of my friends were. And you get to the place where there isn't anything else to do except commit your heart to what you don't know. You know he exists. You hear what the person says or what's on your heart, and you feel like it's true. And you know that your whole life is held in the scales, so to speak, because you're not sure, but you want to know him. And so then a person who becomes a Christian usually takes that step. I still remember that step. I don't remember the place and time. I just remember taking it and having that sense that, what am I doing? But there's enough evidence because of we're aware that he exists, and we're aware that we have a hole in us that we cannot fill. And so we take that step and say, Christ, I believe in you. I want to know you. Please help me and give me birth again. And the rest is up to God. He doesn't do it. But we take that chance because before we make that step, we're not sometimes often very sure that we can make that step. But we do it. And once it's done, once God sees the heart and goes inside in a place that you and I cannot go and births it again, we become aware of his peace. For some, it takes a little while. For me, it took a little while. But I knew that he had done something in my heart. And then as we walk, we begin to mature in that belief. So that happens. And then some people alongside us, it happens to them. And as they get together, the simple definition of a church is where two or more are gathered and they have known God's salvation through Christ. That defines a church. So when that church is formed, doesn't matter whether it's two people or 10,000 people, then the question is, what happens? What do we do? If the Lord is working in our heart and we've yielded to him, I'm going to separate it into two functions, which is what I talked about last time. You do some things that reach in, that reach to you, that you can mature, and reach to your brother and sister in Christ